And as we go before him, just continue to worship. Hallelujah. Continue to give him the praise and the glory. No matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter what situation you are in, no matter what situation that we find our loved ones in, we give God the praise. We give him the glory today. Hallelujah. We just exalt his name. We just look to him. We look up unto the hills from whence comes our help. Our help comes from the Lord. He made heaven and earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that be that dwell therein. Lord, we love you. We bless you. We exalt you. We praise you, O God. We are willing and we are obedient, and you have promised us the good of the land. Oh, God, and not only us, but, Lord, we intercede for many today. We pray that they will come to know you, because we declare that you are knocking at hearts, the door of hearts. And if they will open the door, you will come in and sup with them, and they will sup with you. They will have the most wonderful meal. And that meal will not cause them to gain all that unhealthy weight, but it'll cause them to gain just an amazing, healthy life with God. Hallelujah. A nourishing meal, Lord, the gourmet meal that won't even put an ounce of fat on you. God, I just thank you for that communion and that fellowship. And I thank you that you're drawing many with your loving kindness and your tender mercy. You're drawing us to you. And Lord, you're just making us and molding us. You're having your way. We want you to have your way with us. Oh God, whether we're in leadership position, whatever position we're in, we still are before you, and we have gifts and talents and abilities and desires. We have a desire to please you. We have a desire to serve you. We have a desire to know you. Oh, and to know you in every way, Lord, in the good, in the bad, in the glory. Hallelujah. Especially the glory. Hallelujah. Because the glory is where you dwell, where you are, Lord, is the glory of God. And once we experience the glory of God, we don't want nothing else. We want to hunger and thirst for you, Lord, more of you. Oh, just one moment in your presence will be worth it all that we face here on this earth. Oh, God, someone is really just going through right now. Someone just lost their home, oh, God. Someone is going through COVID still, and even this variant. But, God, you said you would never leave or forsake us. And we pray that you would just visit that one that needs you most now. Oh, God, let this word just find fertile ground, fertile hearts, hearts that are open. Just break up the fertile ground and the stony hearts, and let those hearts receive thy life-giving word. We pray today, the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be holy and acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Oh, God, take these words and do what you want to do with them. Save, heal, deliver. Just instruct, Lord. Encourage him. Tear down the things that need to be torn down. Your will be done in our lives, Lord, that your name will get the glory and the honor and the praise. We declare even salvation and deliverance in the White House. Yes, for our president, for the vice president, for every member of his staff. Lord, we know that there are some hearts that have not been surrendered to you, but God, let there be a heart, just one today, will cause the angels in heaven to rejoice, and we will rejoice with you, giving you the glory and the praise, because you are God. Through our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Bless us now in Jesus' name. And God's people said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Good morning. Amen. God, we love each and every one of you. We are so glad for you. Hallelujah, that you've taken time to just feast on the word of the Lord. I've just been praying and just searching and asking God, what would he have me to say today according to leadership? And leadership, again, is what? The act of influencing and servicing and serving others. Amen. Out of the interests of Christ, serving others and making their lives so that they are enriched. Mm. Hallelujah. That they will accomplish God's purposes for and through them. God has a purpose and a plan, and he wants to accomplish that through us, through every heart that is open to him. Amen. Leadership is not rooted, what, in worldly notions of success, such as the love of money or power. Jesus himself, what, spoke against this when expressing the importance of serving others. So my topic again, and my thought centers on leaders being strengthened and encouraged and making sure that their focus is on doing what God has told them to do, knowing what God has called you to do and then doing it, and then being strengthened and renewed and empowered to do it. Amen. Amen. And so, for you know, we just thank God for that today. Our scriptures are John 13, and I think we start at verse 13. That's 13:12 in the Voice, and also Hebrews 13. And I'm going to start with verse 13, because the key verse, of course, is 17. Starting at verse 12, 15, and then going on to 17, which is the key verse. And of course, but I'll start at John 13, starting at verse 13.
Okay.
And I think it's also Proverbs 11 and 14. I think they were my three key verses. So, but I think one of my power verses will be Psalm 32, 7 and 8. And then this background scripture is Philippians 2, 19 to 24, and that's page 1472 in the Voice. Philippians 2, 19 to 24. I'm not going to probably won't read it, but it's just so powerful. If you get a chance, read it. I don't know. It might do well to read it. But I tell you, it's just powerful because it's, again, encouraging leaders. Hebrews 13. Okay, I think I've started, said 15 to 17. And then Proverbs, where was that one for Proverbs? Proverbs 11, 14. Okay. Proverbs 11, 14. All right, so I begin, I'll start. It says, do you understand what I have done to you? This is Jesus speaking. You call me teacher and Lord, and truly that is who I am. So if your Lord and teacher washes your feet, then you should wash one another's feet. I am your example. I am your example, he said. I'm your example. I'm your living example. Remember I said that, living in samples. Amen. Keep doing what I do. I tell you the truth, a servant is not greater than the master. A servant is not greater than the master, but surely a servant, that means a servant is not less than his master either. The servant, I think, is connected to the master, so he has the benefits as the master does. Those who are sent are not greater than the one who sends them. If you know these things and if you put them into practice, you will find happiness. Happiness, I think, is the key to experiencing joy. Amen. Happiness. If you know these things and you put them into practice, don't just know them, but put them into practice. Let's do it. Let's do all that God says do. Amen. Mm-hmm. You will find happiness. All right. Let's go on to Hebrews 13, page 1495. And I'm starting at 15. And it says, through Jesus, then let us keep offering to God our own sacrifice, the praise of lips that confess his name without ceasing. Let me say that again. The praise of lips that confess his name without ceasing. Don't stop praising his name. Don't stop saying it with your mouth, saying it. When you say it with your mouth, you say it with your heart. That there's some kind of way when you say it enough, it ends up in the heart. It ends up that you really mean it. It's not just lip service. It's not just you just saying it because you know it. You're saying it because you believe it. You're saying it because the living Christ lives on the inside. And when Jesus lives on the inside, something happens when you say it. Hallelujah. Mm. Amen. Something living about speaking and confessing his name and then praising his name without ceasing. Let's not neglect what is good and share what we have. For these sacrifices also please God. And we are making this note especially to leaders. We want to encourage leaders and leadership today. We are involved, concerned about leadership. All right. But the greatest leader is what? The one who is willing and able and humble enough to follow. Amen. Learn by following, humbling yourself and following, learning. Amen. Listen to your leaders. This is 17. And submit to their authority over the community. They have an authority over the community. And that authority is not just to what? Boss you and brown and tell you and push you around and just tell you you won't mount to a hill of beans. You know, they're not going to discourage you, but they're going to encourage you as leaders because they have a responsibility over the community. Right? That's the authority. That authority is given what? From God. Mm. And so leaders, we have a responsibility over the community. For what? They are on constant watch. We're on constant watch to protect the souls of men, women, boys, and girls. And someday what? We must give an account for that. Give them reason to be joyful and not regret their duty. Now, of course, they're saying this to the community. The community, this is being said to you. But, of course, it's being said to leaders as well. It's a two-sided message. Give them reason to be joyful and not regret their duty, for that will be of no good to you. Mm-hmm. It's important for us as leaders to encourage and build up the community. We have a responsibility before the Lord. God has given us the account and responsibility of this. There's the very souls. Mm-hmm. And what? The soul that's cast into hell will be what? Weeping and gnashing teeth. Torment. No peace. Nothing. But we, if we have truly watching and praying and covering that soul what? Number one is receiving Christ as Lord. Number two, they're continuing and they walk in relationship with the Lord. And they find at divine truth in their relationship. They experience true relationship because of leaders that have true relationship with God. It's just, I mean, one, when you know that Christ is working and living in you as a leader, then that is just like, I guess it's like COVID. It spreads. It spreads. I'd rather have Jesus spreading on, Jesus's love spreading on me than any kind of COVID or any kind of sickness or disease. there are certain sicknesses and diseases that they just spread, you know, just like wildfire. You ever seen a forest? It starts off as a little old fire, right? And then before you know it, the whole miles of land is on fire because that fire just rages. It's like it has a mind of its own, and it's going crazy, haywire. And I just pray that we as leaders will just spread the fire of the love of Jesus so that it's just going haywire. It's just covering lives and shedding and revealing the love of God as never before, leaders. We are vessels that God can use continually for his glory. Mm. Amen. Yes. Praise God. Wow. It's amazing what God can do when we just say yes. If I had a thought today, it would be just say yes. Mm-hmm. We have to say yes to God as leaders. We have to say yes to God as believers, as sons and daughters and children born of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have to say yes. Yes to his will. Yes to, we don't understand everything. We're going through some rough places sometimes. Some stuff, it seems like it will it ever end? The difficulties, the problems, the trials, the tests. But just say yes to the Lord. And God has an appointed time that he will bring us out. Look at this. It says, teaching people to swim begins with a simple lesson, teaching people to swim. I don't think I even realized this. They must put their face in the water. Put your face in the water. And you put your face in the water, it seems like you might drown. Excuse me. But that is the first step that helps a person to get comfortable in the water. And it is what? Critical for all swimming skills. Put your face in the water. You know, I've seen people do like that. They go like that. They go in the water, and then they turn like that and take a breath. And then they come back around, and then they take another breath. And, you know, and I don't know if you ever tried to open your eyes in the water. I'd rather swim in a swimming pool than anywhere, though. Because the ocean these days, we had to pray that God would just clean it up. Mm-hmm. We have to pray that God would clean up our lakes and streams. Because I never dreamed so much garbage could be in the drain. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why I see they have these big trucks now. And they go around, right? And they have to suck all that junk out of this sewer drain. Wow, what garbage. But thank the Lord, you know, I don't mean to get off like that, but one thing that I'm thinking about, I guess it leads to another. But the blessing is that we can learn the same way as leaders. We can teach the same way, just word by word, you know, just scripture by scripture. I'm thinking life experience and scripture, they can work in harmony one with the other. There's some things that we know and have experienced as leaders that are really, we're experiencing the reality of it through the word of God. And when we read it in the word, we come to find out, wow, I'm just dealing with that. I'm facing that. I'm going through that. And God is just saying, yes, that's what it's all about. My word is there for you for daily living. Amen. My word is there for you for the past, the present, and the future. And not only is my word there, but I am there. If God is right there with his word, what else do we need? Hallelujah. But we do experience burnout sometimes. We do experience frustration. We do experience whether or not we're coming or going. We experience sometimes in our bodies pains that we never dreamed we'd have. You know, we experience some sicknesses. We experience some things that just seem impossible. But God is just saying yes. Say yes to the Lord. Hallelujah. And what happens when we say yes to him? Hallelujah. Amen. In the same way, following God, what begins with a small act of obedience. just obey God in the little things. Be faithful in the little things. And the reward, and he brings forth the increase. And then he says, well, I will make you faithful in all things. I will make you ruler over much. Be faithful with the small act of obedience. It may seem insignificant or what? Unrelated to the task. Sometimes God is just prompting us to do some things. And you know, like Pastor was saying, he was encouraged by Sister Jackie. Amen. The little things. I'm just seeing the little things in each of our lives. And those little things, God is taking them and using them. Mm-hmm. And you know, the word of God says, where is it at? Zechariah says, despise not the day of small beginnings. For do you not realize that God is in it? Mm-hmm. God is in it. Now, we know the difference. We'll learn the difference, too, when God's not in it. Because I'm telling you, sometimes you can fall flat on your butt, you know, when God is not in it. And God even allows that, according to Romans 8:28. He just still allows you to fall flat on your butt, you know, so that you'll realize, oh, boy, Lord, I need you more. I need your direction even more. I need to make sure that when I'm doing this situation or involved with this situation, that I have your direction, that I have your instruction, you know, and if anybody can tell you, I can. Zechariah 4:10, that's where it's found. Amen. Don't despise the little things, for God is in it. And then it says what? Jesus, what? In Luke 5, he asked to borrow a fishing boat, right? It must have seemed like what? An ordinary request, just an ordinary thing. You know, some of these things are just plain and simple and ordinary, but God chooses the ordinary things. He chooses the ordinary people because that brings him glory. Hallelujah. When we don't think it's much in it, God brings the little and makes much out of it. Little is much when God is in it. I think Pastor remember that song. I think Elder might even remember that song. Little is much when God is in it. Hallelujah. Because he takes that little bit and makes it something amazing. Peter had no idea it would open the door to ministry and a remarkable adventure with the Lord. Wow. Saying yes to God in small things is essential for discovering his purpose for us. Our Jeremiah 29:11 plan. Again, he has a plan and a purpose. It's not to hurt you or to harm you, but it's to give you hope and give you what? A future. Yes. Amen. I'm just saying, yes, Lord. You know, and there's been some time when I said no, even though I didn't say it with my mouth. My actions said it. The way I did things, the way I was thinking, you know, and don't realize, well, don't you think for 1 minute that just because you're walking with the Lord, that you immune to the attacks and temptations and tests and trial of the enemy. You are even more open because of the fact Jesus is working in your life. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. If Jesus was tested in Luke 4, was it Luke 4 or St. Matthew 4? Luke 4 and St. Matthew 4 talks about how Jesus was tested. He was tested by the enemy. But the Holy Spirit, what, led him into the wilderness to be tested and tried of the enemy for 40 days and nights. Hallelujah. But yet Jesus, he made up his mind. His mind was set that he would obey God above all else. He'd obey God. And he did that. He did it all for us, leaders. Hallelujah. So we know that we are strengthened by the very example of Jesus himself. Mm-hmm. But don't you think for 1 minute that if the devil didn't try Jesus, he won't try you and me. And when he tries us, we have to just have that same mind, the mind of Christ that says, I resist you, Satan, you're a liar. The blood of Jesus is against you. I cast down everything that's not like you. Mm-hmm. And when we do what God's word says do in our minds and our hearts, God comes to our defense and he destroys the enemy. He just drives him out. In every situation, we don't have to give him any victory. We don't have to give him any foothold. The mm-hmm. word of God says, give no place to the devil. Mm-hmm. So I tell you, my mind is made up. My mind is more determined. I'm making this body. I'm bringing this body, like Paul did, into subjection. And of course, sometimes it takes some fasting. It takes some turning down a meal. Seeking God and just feasting on the word. Hallelujah. It takes just seeking God with everything in you. Hallelujah. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength, and then love your neighbor as yourself. It takes giving your all to God. Give your all to him because Jesus, has given his all for us. He is a ransom for us. That's what the word says. He has become a ransom. He was a ransom for us. He paid the penalty. We were worthy of death, hell, and the grave. And he paid the penalty. He paid the price with his very life, with his very blood for us. Because of the shedding of blood, we have hope. We have life. We have eternal life. His blood, was holy. His blood was pure. His blood, hallelujah, had never experienced anything sinful and ungodly. Hallelujah, a holy life. He was born of a holy virgin. She had never been touched by a man. And so it's amazing how she was just I wonder if she was 16 years old as a virgin. But the Lord came and visited her and just told the angel came. The Lord sent the angel and told her that she would have a son and she was to call his name Jesus. And his name Jesus, Emmanuel, meant that he would save his people from mm-hmm. their sins. Mm-hmm. He would be the God that's with us. So that's why we can say yes to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, even when I don't understand. Yes, when I'm in pain. Yes, Lord, your word is true. Yes, Lord, you have proven yourself time and time again. Yes, Lord, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, Lord. Yes, oh God, we give you praise now. Saying yes to God in small things is very necessary for discovering his purpose. What's more, our obedience will also often cause others to benefit. There's somebody else that's going to be blessed by this. Somebody else that's going to benefit as we obey. Amen. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And the sacrifice of rams. Obedience will bless others. Amen. Peter's compliance, when Peter lined up and did what Jesus told him to do, guess what happened? This was just a small request, but Peter let his nets out one more time. He said, Lord, we've been fishing all night. God, we haven't caught even one crab. Did y'all get that? We haven't even caught one crab, Lord. But Peter said, we ain't caught a thing. And Jesus said, let your net out over here just again. Let it out. Obedience, I'm telling you. And what happened? Two boatloads of fish, which was more than enough. He was able to pay his bills. He was able to feed his family. He was able to bless other families. It's so important to just obey. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Renew that obedience by saying yes to the Lord today. Obedience to God may appear unreasonable at times, like a carpenter asking a professional fisherman to try once more. Jesus was the carpenter, and Peter was the professional fisherman. And Peter's going to say, how are you going to tell me what to do? Mm-hmm. That problem what ran through his mind. Haven't you thought like that before? Mm-hmm. Lord, how in the world is this supposed to work? How in the world can you get, can I get a blessing on it? How can I do this, Lord? We got so many questions we done presented to the Lord. But God said, just say, yes, I trust you. Yes, Lord, I know your word is true, if nothing else. I don't even see any inkling of a sign that it's going to change. The situation don't even look like it's going to, this look like it's no hope. But just say yes. Yes, Lord, I trust you. I obey you. I want your will for my life. I want your word to prevail in my life, Lord. I want to see even miracles, Lord, by your hand. Because Jesus is what? He's still a miracle-working God, just like he did with those boatloads of fish. That was a miracle. Hallelujah. And so he did it. And though he had been fishing without success all night, obeying the Lord can lead to what? Divinely ordained opportunities and blessings. Divinely ordained opportunities and blessings. Hallelujah. And those doors are and blessings are for many. There are lives that yet must be touched as we are determined to obey. We purpose in our mind and our heart. We will obey God. What? And that was part of our thing at the church, right? What is it that we did when we gave offerings? What did we say? We said we would give more, we would love more, we would be more. What else did we say? Huh? Do more. Amen. Yes, a mind that's made up to do more, to bless God's people, to bless the kingdom, support the kingdom of God. Blessed are those that seek after the kingdom of God. Amen. The will of God. How do you respond to what God asks you to do? Does the word yes come quickly, or does it, I'm not sure, Lord. I don't know about this. But just say yes, and God will give you his best. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, I just pray again now, Lord, for you to just have your way. We just say yes to you today. We just renew our yeses. We renew our minds. We renew our hearts. We renew, oh God, our strength in you. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. It's not God's desire to just bring pain and chastisement on us, but he'll sure to do it if it means to correct us. And so, Lord, we just say, have your way. Yes to you. Yes, Lord. We just renew ourselves and dedicate ourselves in obedience and in love and in faithfulness and in service to your people, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you that a harvest of souls, they are being brought in. We thank you that lives are being healed. We thank you, oh God, that changes are being made from the White House to the poorhouse. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that we can see the devil fleeing. He's taking his hands off of God's people. He's releasing those that he's even held captive, according to Ephesians 2. They are being set free by the power of Jesus Christ. Just as we call on your name, Lord, as we declare your name, hallelujah, give us boldness, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the double anointing and portion of the Holy Ghost. He is with us. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. Just have your way, Lord. And we again command that depression to fall off of your daughter, Rebecca, in the name of Jesus. Loose her now. In the name of Jesus, loose her. I command new joy to come into her life. Hallelujah. New strength by the power of the Holy Ghost. We take authority over you, you enemy. In the name of Jesus, and every enemy that's not like God, we rebuke you. The blood of Jesus destroy you and cast you out. Go back to the pit where you came from. Loose God's people now by the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. We command deliverance. And God, we again release strength and joy to your leaders. Hallelujah. All over the land, not just for Free Spirit, but for every member of the body of Christ, every vessel. We command strength, Lord. We command healing in the body. We command wholeness to the body. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Judea, Samaria, and even the uttermost parts of the earth. And God, we give you all the glory. We give you the praise and the honor, for it is so in Jesus' name. Break those out of the prison house, Lord. Set them free on the corners, wherever they are, Lord. Let your word find them and bring the deliverance that they need. Open their blinded eyes, Lord. Let the lame rise up and walk with new strength in the name of Jesus. And the shackles of sin fall off now in Jesus' name. And we give you the praise, Lord. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah right now. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we give you the glory in Jesus' name. God's people said amen.